Hampshire.
Yeah.
This is Rucker. This is a very short fourth hearing in this case. I won't keep everyone too long. It's a 401 area code. Hopefully they got in. Okay, so today is October 29th, 2025. We are here in docket number 2024-0840. I convened this hearing to consider, just get a little bit of testimony from the commissioner. I have just a very few questions for you, Mr. Commissioner. And if it's okay, I would just ask you to stand and take the oath, because I want to get everyone out of here as quickly as I can. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Houghton. Okay, so in reviewing the testimony and the pre-hearing memorandum that came in to me early on in this case, it seemed to me, I was almost convinced, that the record that Ms. Cyprian wanted, and I think she may have now.
She has.
Unredacted?
Unredacted.
Okay. It seemed to me after the first hearing that the respondents did not have that requested record. I was nearly positive that you didn't have the record based on the pre-hearing memorandum and your testimony and the argument from the first hearing. But then when the in-camera records came in to me, and I think I asked you to bring them today. So could you just take a look for me at the fourth record in the submission, which is just an email, and also the sixth record in the submission, which is the same email with a different date, and then the seventh record. So 4, 6, and 7. And then I guess perhaps one more, eight. Okay. So those three emails, right?
Eight.
Yeah, eight is just a response to that 4, 6, and 7.
And while the commissioner's looking, I just want to note for the record, and I believe we had this discussion, that when you ordered the production of the in-camera records,
yes,
there was, I believe you described it, it was your attempt to try to understand what happened at the first hearing, to sort of gather and look to see what documents may have existed.
You know, for me, when I issued that order, I was this close to dismissing this case because I didn't think that there was a record, but Ms. Cyprian was so confident that there was this report that I thought, let me order whatever it is that the commissioner received. I will look through it, and then I can tell the complainant that there is no record. I'm not seeing what she thinks I should be seeing, and then I would dismiss the case. So my question is, reviewing R4, record 4, record 6, record 7, and then 8 would be your reply email. Do you think that it's a fair statement to say that there was no summary of the investigation, that you didn't receive a summary of the investigation based on those in-camera records?
And before Commissioner Boughton answers that, I just want to...
Can you not do that, Attorney Biello? Can you just allow him to answer my question?
No, I'm not...
Respectfully,
you said on the record, and I'm not here to argue, he can decide what to answer. You said your jurisdiction in this matter was limited to document 5. You are now asking questions about records you yourself stated were not before.
I'm not adjudicating the disclosability of record 4, record 6, record 7, or record 8.
So I don't understand the relevance for purposes of this.
Okay, your objection is noted, and we're going to move on.
That's all I wanted to make sure I noted
because it's
Attorney Bukhari, but it's just so we're aware. So clearly,
you're right. So
I'm not. Again, all I want to do is make a statement for the record. You're the hearing officer. We respect what you're doing.
So noted, Attorney Bukhari. But you know what? You remind me. Can I just get your appearance for the record? Yes. Your name,
Kimberly Ann Cyprian.
I didn't do this. Okay. And then Attorney Bukhari is here. Sorry about your.
It's fine. No, please.
All right. And then Commissioner Boughton is here. And then Deputy Commissioner
Biello. Commissioner Biello is also.
All right. So I don't have jurisdiction to order disclosure of those records. But just because they were given to me and I have eyes and I read them, I just want to ask Do you think it's a fair statement to say that you didn't receive a summary of the investigation? That's attorney.
No, Mahari, advice of counsel. I'm talking to my client.
You can't comment before he answers the question.
Yes, I can. I can say that I'm advising him as his counsel not to answer the questions about the records that are not before you and not within your jurisdiction.
Okay.
He can decide what he wants to do.
Okay. So based on the reading of those four records, do you think it was a fair testimony and that the pre-memorandum that came in, the pre-hearing memorandum, that there was no such record was accurate?
In an advice of counsel, I would direct you not to answer that question for the reason I stated. And it's up to you, Commissioner, what you want to do with that.
He's put me in a bad spot. I want to be as helpful as possible. Clearly, we already disclosed these records to Ms. Cibrian because the attorney doing the appeal said, I don't have any, I'm substantially complete. I don't have any objection to her getting these documents. So, getting to your comment.
My question.
Can I confer with Attorney Bakari privately, or is that possible?
Well, I almost dismissed this case because I was convinced, based on the pre-hearing memorandum and the first affidavit that came in with it from you, Commissioner, and based on the testimony put into the record and the argument as well, I didn't think you all had the record she requested. And so the only reason that I ordered in-camera submission was to be able to assure the complainant that there was no such record. And that's honestly why I gave the respondents 2+ months to get those records gathered and submitted, because I figured this would be a review of what you gave me, no additional hearings would happen, and my order would be complaint dismissed. But I could say to the complainant, I've looked at everything they've given me, and there's no such summary of the investigation. So, this in-camera submission is a result of the testimony and argument from the first hearing, because I didn't think you had a summary of the investigation. And so I just don't understand, or if the commissioner's not going to answer my question.
I didn't say I wouldn't answer. So, again, in the interest.
And I don't know if the records I'm referring to, record 4, 6, 7, and 8, I don't know, have those been disclosed?
They have. Yes. I can represent that they have.
Yes.
Okay, so she has those emails.
She has all
now.
Of the in-camera stuff.
Okay.
Unredacted.
So it's not even really a confidential record anymore.
No.
Because I'm not talking about what the records say. I'm just asking you to look at them and just tell me if you think it was fair to testify that you didn't have a summary of the investigation at the first hearing.
Yes.
That's my only question.
And again, my concern is not about your authority to ask him any questions. I'm just concerned because of the statements you made relative that I don't have jurisdiction over anything but record 5. I'm just concerned about the reference to records that you yourself said are not part of this matter.
Right, but I mean, Ms. Cibrian, she could submit these records into the record now, these emails, if she has them as evidence.
Your Honor, can I just,
yes.
You asked me a question.
Yes. I only have one other question. I thought this was going to be easy.
So what I received from Ms. Potter, who is not charged with doing the summary, only I am charged per our policy, I'm trying to give you context to my thinking. Per our policy is myself. I had not done a summary.
Right.
I hadn't. So when I responded to Ms. Cibrian and her complaint with advice from legal counsel, I didn't do this in a vacuum.
Right. There are
other lawyers who not just Mr. Bakari either. I said, I don't have a summary, per your request. That was roughly my, now if Ms. Cibrian had come back and said, potentially, I want to see the work that Ms. Potter did. Then I would say, okay, it's a different conversation. I'll have to go back and see what's out there. Ms. Potter, she can label it whatever she wants. She could call it the Declaration of Independence. It doesn't, that is not a controlling document, and she has no authority to issue something. Only I do, because there's other information that I took in related to Ms. Cibrian that is not the work of Ms. Potter.
Right. So in her first request, so I guess my question is, if you were to go back to the first hearing, would your testimony stay the same that Ms. Potter never gave you a summary of the investigation?
What Ms. Potter did is, according to our policy, she can, again, label it whatever she wants. It's an informal investigation.
Right.
So when we go back to my original testimony, I did say at the end of the testimony, look, we got to go back out and look what's out there. Because Ms. Cibrian sort of clarified what she wanted.
Right.
And you said, okay, let's do that. And that's when we went and did the keyword search. And
because I couldn't tell what you had.
Understood. I understand, Your Honor. So, and that's, we're trying to be helpful. She has a document. So we're not.
Right.
I've been in public service for 30 years. I've never even had to come to FOI about stuff because I honor the law.
Okay. So my other question, and it really only had two questions. Given that Ms. Cipriani made a first request on May 8th, 2024, where she said, I understand the investigation has concluded. Commissioner Boughton stated I could request a copy from you. This went to Ms. Potter. As such, I would like to respectfully request a copy of the investigation. And then she sent a clarifying email that day to say, just to be clear, I'm looking for a summary of the investigation. So that was the first request. The second request that went to Ms. Potter.
I don't think I'm on that. I didn't see that.
So the second one was November 7th, 2024. The complainant said she was looking for November 7th, 2024. I'm looking for a summary of the investigation that was performed in response to my complaint. I asked for this back in May, and today I have not received a response. Do we have any updates? This one went to Ms. Potter, to you, Commissioner, and to Attorney Bukhari. And then finally, on November 14th, 2024, the complainant again requested a copy of the report from Deputy Commissioner Biello. And she stated, I'm following up on my May 8th, 2024 request for a summary of the investigation that was performed. And I think that one, Chief Commissioner, I'd have to go look. But so my second question would be, given that Ms. Cipriani was so insistent that this record existed, did you ever think to pick up the phone and ask Ms. Potter, did you give me something called a summary of the investigation? Did you ever think to like just reach out to Penny Potter?
The answer to that question is no. Probably should have. I probably should have gone back to Ms. Cipriani and say, tell me exactly what you're looking for. And I probably would, in the future, probably will do that to try to get some clarity. Because the word summary has a very specific meaning in the context of our policy, of our procedure.
Right.
So understanding, we fleshed that out in the first hearing, then I got a greater understanding of what she was looking for. Now, notwithstanding bullet point 9 in our procedure that says everything is confidential until the process is finished, notwithstanding the statute, I didn't know any of that at that point. So I probably would have gone back to the superintendent and said, hey, tell me what you're looking for.
So record 4, record 6, record 7, and record 8, I guess, in my in-camera submission, which the only reason I have was because of the way I worded my in-camera order. But those emails are all been now disclosed to Ms. Cipriani?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions. So I appreciate everybody coming today. I don't know if Ms. Cipriani has any questions or Attorney Bukhari has any follow-up, but those were the only questions. I looked at those emails and I thought, you know, maybe in hindsight, I wanted to ask you if saying that no such record existed was reasonable at the first hearing, given the way Ms. Potter described what she prepared. That's all.
Right. And I wouldn't view 17 pages as a summary. That's not a summary.
Questions? I don't know who wants to, if anybody.
I have something that I did kind of write up that I have no problem. I wanted to kind of submit it. And then just kind of read it off.
For counsel?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. So that's going to come in as complainant's exhibit F, if there's no objection, attorney.
And then if I'm okay.
I guess I'm just looking at it. I certainly don't.
Take your time.
First and foremost.
Oh, let's see if he has an objection.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's fine. No, I appreciate it. I'm looking. I mean, it's her position. Whatever she gets, no objection as far as.
I marked it as complainants, exhibit F. Hopefully that's less.
And what do, is there any title to it or just exhibit F?
I just put as complainants, I said complainants, October 29th, 2025 statement.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Cipriani.
Thank you. First and foremost, I am thankful for the FOI regulations and the commission. They serve as a valuable purpose, and it is only through them that I received a copy of the summary of my agency's EEOM's internal investigation into my internal complaint. As we have heard and seen throughout this process, I would have been denied access to this report if I had to rely on what I've been told by my agency regarding my FOI request. Thank you also for considering sanctions against the Department of Revenue Services for repeated behavior in regards to my FOI request and during this FOI complaint investigation, which is inconsistent with CGS, agency policy, in-camera documents, and testimony by the EEOM. A review of pertinent documents show the following. DRS claimed repeatedly that there was no summary of the investigation document created by the agency EEOM. Specifically, this claim was made on pages 1, 3, 4, and 5 of Attorney Bakari's pre-hearing memorandum dated April 29, 2025, page 2 and 3 of Commissioner Boughton's affidavit dated April 29, 2025, page 2 of Attorney Bakari's request for extension of time dated July 16th, 2025. Page 6 of Commissioner Boughton's July 23rd, 2025 affidavit. Repeatedly in Commissioner Boughton's December 6th, 2024 and February 20th, 2025 emails to me. And page 2 of Attorney Bakari's July 28th, 2025 objection to order document. Under oath 18 times during the April 30th, 2025 hearing. And 5 times under oath during the August 22nd, 2025 hearing. These statements have been refuted by the in-camera submission that I received on October 26, 2025. DRS claimed repeatedly that the agency's EEOM did not follow agency procedures, did not have a finding, and/or had no authority to issue summary report relative to my internal complaint. Specifically, this claim was made on page 2 of Attorney Bakari's pre-hearing memorandum dated April 29th, 2025, page 2 of Commissioner Boughton's affidavit dated April 29th, 2025, page 2, 4, 7, and 8 of Commissioner Boughton's July 23rd, 2025 affidavit, and page 4 of Attorney Bakari's July 28th, 2025 objection to order document. Pages 3, 4, and 10 of Attorney Bakari's September 12th, 2025 supplement to summary that was originally filed August 22nd, 2025, under oath 13 times during the April 30th, 2025 hearing, under oath 5 times during the August 22nd, 2025 hearing. These statements have been refuted by the in-camera submissions that I received on October 26, 2025, CGS, and the DAS job specification. DRS claimed repeatedly that I was given the summary of the investigation that I have repeatedly requested. Specifically, this claim was made on page 4, 5, and 6 of Attorney Bakari's pre-hearing memorandum, dated April 29th, 2025, and page 3 of Commissioner Boughton's affidavit, April 29th, 2025, under oath 7 times during April 30th, 2025 hearing, and under oath 2 times during the August 22nd, 2025 hearing. These statements have been refuted by the in-camera submission that I received on October 26, 2025. DRS has consistently showed a lack of respect and or cooperation for the FOIC, including repeated rescheduling requests, conflicts despite well in advance notice of hearings, and opposition to FOI rescheduling guidelines, perpetrating extreme limited availability for hearings, not giving me the complaint nor a copy of the index of in-camera records submitted in a timely manner, After not providing a timely copy of the index of the in-camera records, the untimely response to the FOIC and myself as the complainant disallowed time for prior review and preparation for the hearing. Breaking the confidentiality policy and the CGS by having information technology employees conduct document searches instead of the agency EEOM of whom was the document originator, and consistent obfuscation of the hearing and the FOI request. I have worked for the agency for over 20 years, and I have loved working for the agency within the structure of its mission statement. I have worked hard to build strong professional relationships, learn as much as I can, and do my job in the best manner possible, serving taxpayers, colleagues, and my chain of command to the best of my ability with high ethical integrity standards. There is a code of ethic for public officials and state employees. DRS has rules of conduct with expectations to exhibit the highest standards of personal behavior. Part of the code of ethics and rules of conduct include honesty and integrity. State employees are supposed to be honest. In taking an oath, there is accountability to provide truthful answers upon penalty of perjury. I have always believed that management did the same. I believed Commissioner Boughton did take discrimination seriously. This process has demonstrated that my trust in the highest elements of management was misplaced. This leads me to question everything. Here's that I missed a page, I'm sorry. But either way, things that have happened to me cannot be replaced. The trauma of this situation, it's exacerbated and delayed my physical healing from medical issues. I've exhausted countless and hourless times, personal hours, reading, researching, and preparing for these hearings. I am missing a page, but it's okay because I pretty much memorized everything that I need to say here. Even though this FOI complaint issue may be resolved, I continue to face similar behavior in my ongoing FOI complaint docket number FIC 2025-0183. As we have discussed, there is a time limit to file complaints with CHRO. My initial FOI request was received by the agency in May of 2024. Well within the 300-day deadline for the filing of the complaint with CHRO, the agency waited close to 20 months to give me a copy of the summary report. Had I received it in early 2024 when I first requested it, I would have been able to address my concerns with CHRO. This delay has negated my ability to file this complaint with CHRO. In utilizing the agency internal complaint procedure, my goal was to resolve what I perceived as a conflict situation interfering with my ability to perform my job goals, my job duties to the best of my ability. I trusted the process, believing that the agency would work with me to bring resolution to this situation. Instead, this experience I encountered was different. Perhaps the FOIC imposition of sanctions will act as a positive deterrent, not only at DRS, but statewide, to guard against this happening to me or anyone else statewide.
So if you want to submit the full statement to me, I'll remark it. Like if you want to submit the page that's missing, or if you have.
I don't know how I did that, but that's okay. Yes, I can definitely do that.
Yeah, just send it to me. I'll take the sticker off and put. I don't think there's an objection to that, right? I'd rather have the whole statement here. So just email it to me if you could do it today.
I will do it
tomorrow. And then I will, I'll switch them out.
Thank you.
In response, do you have anything else, Mr. Brown?
No, that completes my statement.
Attorney Bukhari.
Yeah, no, other than, just obviously have a copy of us. Copy us on that email when that's submitted so we can have a full copy of
yes. Oh, copy, yes. Copy the respondents. Yes, definitely.
That's all. And then from perspective, and I don't know that I intend to, but can I just put for the record, can I have 1 week to determine whether any reply could be filed in connection to this statement? Oh, yeah. We just received it today, so not having any notice of what was in it, being able to prepare for it. And I'm not saying I intend to, but just to make sure that I review it.
Yeah, a week from today would be fine.
Appreciate that.
So was I going to say? I don't have anything else. I think just, I remember. The actual record five in the in-camera submission is the one I think.
Was the subject diary.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly what I have here is what Ms. Cipriano received.
That is correct.
So I don't have to order it disclosed.
That is correct.
And so.
Well, again, the document, I can tell you what you can do, but I can tell you exactly what you have in the in-camera submission is what was produced.
Right. And it's 16 pages from Ms. Potter. And then at the end, we have
what
takes it over
to
17. Is that's what you gave her what I have,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So she has what I have. And there's no redactions in what I have. There's no redactions in what she has. And so is there anything else that I need to do?
No, other than this, I appreciate, you know, Commissioner Belton is here. I appreciate, you know, I think he gave you the context of what he thought, what he was thinking, how he reacted. And I think it's important to review the totality of the circumstances. While an email came in April, what he thought and did in October, I think it's important to give the context, which I believe you are doing. I just want to make sure that's there for the record.
Okay. So, I'm sorry I had to pull you in, but it's 1:26 and we're going to go off the record. I'm going to go off the digital first. I don't know who's on. I'm here. Okay, well, thank you everyone for coming in. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Thank you.
This is important because this case is going to have to go on either the November meeting or the December meeting.
Promise?